always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. War has returned to Gaza. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 200 people. Prime Minister Netanyahu said he ordered the strikes because talks to extend the ceasefire stalled. BBC News Gaza correspondent Rushdie Abu Aluf is checking on conditions there.
Israeli warplanes were flying over Gaza and very quickly started to hit targets within Gaza City. We are talking to some locals in different areas. They are talking about at least two mosques were hit, a school, housing, displaced people.
President Trump is warning Iran it would, quote, suffer the consequences for additional attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
Pentagon officials say Iran has been put on notice. They haven't ruled out military action against Iran. So I don't think it's a coincidence that ratcheting up the attacks on the Houthis comes at the very same time that the United States is ratcheting up pressure on the Iranian regime.
An earthquake southeast of San Francisco caused a temporary ground stop at San Francisco International Airport, which has now resumed normal operations. The earthquake was a magnitude 3.9, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. A federal judge is giving both sides until midday Tuesday to provide more information concerning the court order putting a pause on President Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act for deportations. CBS's Jake Rosen.
In a contentious hearing on Monday, the Department of Justice did not provide additional on-the-record information about additional flights potentially holding Venezuelan gang members, subject under President Trump's Saturday order of the Alien Enemies Act that would move potential Venezuelan gang members out of the United States.
CBS's Matt Piper has new information on the Gene Hackman death investigation.
Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy, called a medical concierge service in New Mexico a day after authorities previously reported her last known activity. She was last seen shopping on February 11th. Cell phone records show she made three calls the next morning to that medical service. They called back in the afternoon, but she never answered.
The NCAA tournament tips off Tuesday and Wednesday night with eight teams looking to earn a spot in the field of 64.
The last two play-in games highlight the action Wednesday night with Mount St. Mary's battling American for a chance to face top-seeded Duke in the opening round on Friday night. Then the final play-in game has Xavier going up against Texas. The winner of that one advances to round one to play six-seeded Illinois in Milwaukee on Friday.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called because it's not particularly like common for a score or player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We've actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 30. Breezy on your Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 52. Rain and breezy for Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s. Rain and snow for Wednesday. Snow could be heavy on Wednesday with a high around 39.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Trump and Rubio have ignored a court order. This is a five-alarm fire. This is how democracies die. This is a big deal. This is a genuine, as Joe Biden would say, BFD. What happens when court orders get ignored? Well, first of all, that is an assault on our Constitution. When the administration ignores a court order, it's only happened a couple of times in our history. Andrew Jackson did it back in the day around the Trail of Tears and arguably around the Second National Bank of America. The court had said that it was constitutional. Jackson shut it down anyway. The court didn't say he couldn't shut it down. The Trail of Tears was a better example. And Abraham Lincoln ignored the Supreme Court's order in Dred Scott, saying that northern states did not have to re-enslave black people in those northern states. So you've got two instances, one of Trump's role models, Andrew Jackson, just defying the courts, and the other of Abraham Lincoln doing the right thing, arguably. But it led to the Civil War, in part. I mean, this was one of the things that told the Confederate states that Lincoln wasn't screwing around. So what can the courts do? Well, there are two types of contempt of court. I mean, it's a virtual certainty that today the judge who issued the order on Saturday saying that Trump could not deport these Venezuelan nationals without first having at least a hearing, without there being some sort of due process, as the Constitution defines in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution. That these are our basic due process rights. You're entitled to face your accusers. You're entitled to a trial. You're entitled to swift justice. I mean, just pretty straightforward stuff. Trump is ignoring that. So if the court holds the Trump administration in contempt, there are two ways to do this. One is criminal contempt and the other is civil contempt. Now, in criminal contempt, the person is seized and thrown in the clink and, thrown into jail. And that is done by the U.S. Marshal Service. Now, the problem here, of course, is that the U.S. Marshal Service works for the Attorney General, who works for the president. They are part of the executive branch, even though they are the enforcement arm of Article 3, the third branch of government, the Article 3 branch of government, the courts. So if he were to declare the Trump administration in criminal contempt of the law and order the Marshal Service to, say, go out and get Tom Holman. Tom Holman is the border czar. He's the guy who went on Fox News yesterday and said, I don't care what the court orders say. We're going to do this anyway. We're going to continue the deportations. It's going to be one every day. It's open defiance of the courts. He literally said, I don't care what the courts say. You don't do that in a democracy. You do that in an autocracy. You do that in a dictatorship, of course. That's how dictatorships run. The big guy says, hey, jump. And everybody goes, how high? The big guy says, ignore the courts. And everybody says, okay, we're ignoring the courts. The big guy says, Congress, do this or don't do that. And Congress does it or doesn't do it as instructed. I mean, this is how it works in Russia. Which is, I'm increasingly believing Donald Trump's role model is Vladimir Putin. So with criminal contempt, it doesn't look to me, and maybe one of you who is an attorney who knows this stuff better than I do, I did not go to law school, although I'm quite familiar with our Constitution and our founding era and the intent of the founders and the framers of the Constitution. But it looks to me like with criminal contempt, you know, they may just be up a tree or up the creek or whatever the appropriate phrase is. Civil contempt, though, is a different thing. With civil contempt order, you can still put people in jail. For example, failure to pay child support. That's a civil, if the court orders you to pay child support and you refuse, the court will hold you in contempt. Now, that is a civil contempt proceeding because it involves money. You have to pay that child support. But the court has the power to put you in jail. And most importantly, with civil contempt, they don't have to use the U.S. Marshal Service. I'm talking federal courts here because this is where all this is happening. The laws around civil contempt say very specifically that this is Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 4.1. The rule begins in Section A by instructing that, as a general matter, process, quote, must be served by a United States Marshal or Deputy Marshal or by a person specially appointed for that purpose. Now, under criminal contempt, it's the U.S. Marshals have to do it. But with civil contempt, the court can appoint somebody. So they could say, okay, we're going to appoint the prosecuting attorney for San Francisco and the San Francisco Police Department to go out and take care of this. So, appointing somebody else other than the Marshal Service would be breaking new ground. But, hey, defying a court order is also breaking new ground. Here are, under civil contempt, the courts can impose monetary penalties. Individuals found in civil contempt can be imprisoned, although that imprisonment is intended to be coercive. In other words, as long as you are not, you know, when you stop breaking the law, when you start paying the child support payments, or when you stop deporting people without due process, then you get out of jail, right? It's coercive. It's not like you're getting a jail sentence. You're there until you stop breaking the law, or you stop defying the court, actually, is the technical reality of it. But in some cases, imprisonment for civil contempt can be indefinite. I mean, if you just never stop breaking the law, you never get out of jail. And I think, you know, holding Tom Holman civilly in contempt of court is something that is not inconceivable. It's unlikely that this judge is going to go, you know, go to the mattresses, as it were. And we'll find out today, in all probability, he's got to be holding a court order about this. But this is, you know, civil contempt is what, for example, if you get a divorce and there's some provision in the divorce settlement that says that, you know, you can't visit your spouse's house or you can only have the kids on Tuesdays or, you know, those kinds of things. And you defy those, you are held in civil contempt of court and you can be put in jail. So keep an eye on this. You know, forewarned is forearmed, and, you know, fill in the, you know, now you understand. It'll be very, very interesting to see if this judge holds the Trump administration in contempt, if they hold individuals, if he holds individuals within the Trump administration in contempt, and perhaps most importantly, whether that is criminal or civil contempt. So let's keep our eyes open. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
When Hegseth says he's against DEI, what he's really saying is he wants to strip all the accomplishments of women and black people out of the military. I'll tell you about that after this. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
From the fields to the factories, the work never ends. But in the boardrooms, they don't call us friends. They sit high on the thrones, looking down on the rest, while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions like democracy in the workplace, where we all get a voice and we all get a say. We won't bow to the lords in their suits and their ties. We rise up together and reach for the sky. Our goals from the bottom, that's how we fight. In a union, we know what's wrong and what's right.
About 20 minutes past the hour, the White House issued a presidential proclamation on Saturday targeting this Venezuelan gang, the Tren de Aragua. And Trump used as his rationale this 1798 law, the Alien Enemies Act. And a lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and Democracy Forward. They said, quote, it cannot be used here against nationals of a country, Venezuela, with whom the United States is not at war, which is not invading the United States, and which has not launched a predatory incursion into the United States. This is according to the lawsuit. Those are the provisions in the law that allow the use of this. Now, when Franklin Roosevelt used the Alien Enemies Act to round up and imprison Japanese Americans during World War II, a shameful episode in our history that was backed up by the Supreme Court in the Korematsu decision. Shameful episode. He at least could say Japan has attacked the United States. So the law worked for FDR, even though it was morally wrong and ultimately politically wrong. The law does not work for Donald Trump. Venezuela has not invaded the United States. They have not threatened to invade the United States. And immigration is not invasion. This is a 227-year-old law that is being misused. And, you know, we'll see. Where does this go? But not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Meanwhile, over at the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth took down the page off the Pentagon's website. It now has a 404 error message. In other words, page no longer here. They also changed the URL about U.S. Army Major General Charles Calvin Rogers. He won the Medal of Honor, awarded to him by Richard Nixon in 1970. During the Vietnam War, he was wounded three times while leading the defense of a base in Vietnam. According to the West Virginia Military Hall of Fame, Rogers was the highest-ranking African-American to ever receive the medal. He's buried in Arlington. The guy's a genuine hero, but he's black. And so Hegseth's guys changed the URL from, you know, it had the word medal in it, M-E-D-A-L. They changed it to DEI medal, D-E-I-M-E-D-A-L. Like, oh, it's a black guy, so this must have been DEI. Back in 1970, Richard Nixon didn't even know what DEI meant. Meanwhile, Scott Pelley over at CBS News, 60 Minutes, reporting the United States. This is a brilliant opening paragraph. I'm just going to share it with you verbatim. The United States Marine Band was founded in 1798. Thomas Jefferson gave its nickname the President's Own. Today, 135 Marines still perform the score of the White House from parties to inaugurations. So there was excitement last year when the Marines judged a contest for teenage musicians. The winners would perform with the band. 30 students were chosen. The concert was scheduled, but last month it was canceled. Why? Because some of the young musicians were black, Hispanic, Native American, and Asian. You get this? They weren't all white men or white people. And therefore, it's been canceled. They've been silenced. This past Sunday at the Music Center at Strathmore near Washington, 22 students who had lost their chance to play tuned up with the military band Veterans for the concert that was not meant to be heard. In other words, so what they did is they reached out to people who had been in the military band, who are now veterans, who are now retired, who said, yes, we'll play with you, young people, black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, Indian people. Yes, we'll play with you. Keep in mind, Donald Trump rescinded it back in 1965 after the Civil Rights Act was passed and the Voting Rights Act was passed. Lyndon Johnson signed an executive order that created the Social Security Office of Civil Rights, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and banned government vendors, companies that sell things to the Pentagon specifically, from engaging in racial discrimination. Donald Trump has shut down the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, which, by the way, handles about 100,000 claims a year of discrimination in the workplace. He shut down the Social Security Office of Civil Rights, which deals with Social Security recipients, particularly the disability recipients, who feel that they have been discriminated against by local facilities because of their race, their religion, their gender, their national origin. He shut that down, and he changed the law by knocking down Lyndon Johnson's 1965 EO. He changed the law, essentially, to say, hey, military contractors, if you want to put whites only in your help wanted ads, or at least behave that way, like only hire white people, we're good with that. We're good with that. That old executive order that said that if you're going to sell things to the federal government in the United States of America, you must not engage in discrimination. That's over. That's gone. I mean, just that one thing itself, if Trump had only done one thing in the last 3 months, that should be shocking to the conscience of our nation. What, defense contractors can now openly, you know, like Elon Musk and his companies, and by the way, Elon Musk's companies were being investigated for violating this very rule. And here now, hey, no problem. You can discriminate based on race. You can discriminate based on color. You can discriminate based on national origin. You can discriminate based on religion. No problem. You don't want to hire Jews. You don't want to hire black people. You don't want to hire women. You can discriminate based on gender. You don't want to hire queer people. All good, according to the Trump administration now. What is wrong with these people?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think we actually know the answer to that question. They are racists. We'll be right back. Attention tax accountants, tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax law. For a limited time, save 40% off at bluej.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report, deadly Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the attacks are in retaliation for Hamas refusing to release more hostages. Hamas says Netanyahu decided to sacrifice hostages by resuming war. BBC News Gaza correspondent Rushdie Abu Aluf.
Started at 2 o'clock exactly Gaza time with an airstrike in the north in Gaza City, then expanding into the south, Khan Yunis and Rafah, and explosions were everywhere.
In Tel Aviv, CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzio.
Our CBS News team on the ground in Gaza tells us there are reports of dozens of airstrikes up and down the strip, that dozens of people have been killed, and that many others are under the rubble with houses, schools, shelters, and tents being struck.
The Gaza Health Ministry now claims at least 200 deaths. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a score or player or group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 30. Breezy on your Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 52. Rain and breezy for Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s. Rain and snow for Wednesday. Snow could be heavy on Wednesday with a high around 39.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is coming to Eau Claire to do a town hall in Derek Van Orden's district, since Derek Van Orden appears to be a little shy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Past the hour, happy St. Patrick's Day, and picking up your calls here, Jan in Etna Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's up?
Well, quite a little bit, Tom. I'm furious, and I'm mad as hell. My voice is shaking, and my hands are shaking, but I will do the best I can. So here goes. And I believe it was 1972, I proudly cast my first vote for Senator George Stanley McGovern. That didn't work out well, as you know. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I have stood by and watched the Democratic Party grow completely feckless, worthless, and utterly inept. Now, I'll jump forward. In 2000, Gore v. Bush, I think there was enough evidence for Gore to have fought that. I know the Supreme Court had made their ruling, which was questionable, but there was still a certification of the votes, which I believe it was a congressional black caucus that was ready to not certify.
Correct.
Well, so then we'll move on 4 years. To your hero, as you mentioned earlier, John Kerry. I think there's evidence, although I don't know where or how one would find it, that there was some foul play in Ohio.
Yep.
Because you already know about it, so I won't. Yep. I won't bore you with that. So then along comes Barack Obama. And he was what I thought I was waiting for. I, of course, lost my job in 2008. So I used my unemployment money for gas to go door-to-door for that man. And in 2009, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I needed health insurance in the worst way. And don't you know... my candidate had turned, extremely rightward. President Obama was nothing like candidate Obama.
Yeah.
So in...
I get the list of horribles here, Jan. What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, okay. The point is everybody is... Well, okay, let's go to Bernie. DNC...
Let me ask a different question, then, if you're not going to answer that question. What are you going to do about this, Jen?
Okay, I'll sum it up right here, then. Everybody's talking about we're having a constitutional crisis. Well, folks, we're not. It's over. There is nothing to be done. We are living in a dictatorship, and it can be laid squarely at the feet of the DNC.
Okay, I get it. I disagree, but I get it. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, we have to immediately invade Italy. The mafia has taken over every major city in America. What do we do?
There you go.
All right, that's just the beginning. Yeah. How extensive the problem of foreign invasions. I wanted to talk about Chuck Schumer and the filibuster's threshold of 60 votes and the Democrats who voted for it. The entire thing is kabuki theater. It is a gigantic performance that adds up to nothing. And the reason why it adds up to nothing is pretty simple. The speaker of the leader of the Senate once the House Congress initiates a budgetary bill and passes it on to the Senate. Once they do that, the leader of the Senate can handle it any way he wants. And he can absolutely stop the call for a cloture by making a point of order when he brings the bill up from the lower house to a vote in the Senate. Now, this isn't an analysis or my opinion. You can just look this up in literally seconds, and you can find it on the Brennan Justice Center. You can find it in the Brookings Institute. And
so,
amazingly, if there's a
way to prevent a filibuster, why didn't Chuck Schumer use that when what was at stake was the For the People Act and the John Lewis Civil Rights Act?
Well, that's because, Tom, the Congressional Budget and Impounding Act of 1974 limits floor debates to measures of 20 hours for things like reconciliation and appropriations bills. It only handles budgets. It doesn't handle almost anything else. However,
those were not budget bills.
It does,
and they weren't passed by reconciliation.
Yes, they are, Tom. Yes,
they are. If
they
were passed by reconciliation,
you know,
there could be no filibuster. That's the whole point of reconciliation.
The reason why the leader of the Senate, okay, which is Mitch McConnell, they don't have to do this, okay? They don't have to make a motion. They can if they want to. Well, why wouldn't they? Well, the reason why they wouldn't was they set up a terrible situation where Democrats have to vote to keep the government open.
So you're arguing that the Republicans filibustered their own legislation?
Yes, because they're... Tom, you know who wrote a paper in May 10th, 2005? Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, I was wondering
another book
who
that just came out.
You know, somebody has to go to the floor and say, I object to this legislation. I am declaring a filibuster. And I have not, and I've been looking, I have not seen in one single article in all the time since, you know, this budget bill first came forward, this continuing resolution first came forward, any information about who had filibustered. I assumed it was a Democrat, but it may well have been a Republican. How do we find that out, Paul? Who specifically called for the filibuster?
Well, you can go to the Congressional Record. They have a website, and they have a blow-by-blow flow chart. You'd have to look at the bill. If it's Senate bill, SB, blah, 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 it tells you. But here's a book. Exceptions to the Rule by the Brookings Institute, Molly Reynolds, 2017. She's a Senate scholar. You can also find Chuck Schumer's book from 2005. He knows it. They all know it. The Impounding Act, the Budget Act, was passed in 74. It absolutely goes around the filibuster when it comes to the budget.
Right, but
anything
the CR was not a budget.
To do with the budget.
No.
Yes, it is, Tom. It's in there. You can read it word for word.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm sorry.
Paul, to the best of my knowledge, you've never lied to me or given me bad information. This, though, has me really confused. I need to do some research. Paul, thank you for the call. Mike in Roswell, Georgia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for all you do, Tom. Thanks for featuring John Kerry. I'm a Vietnam Navy vet. I was on the same ship he was on after he left.
Oh, wow.
To go in country, yeah, in country Vietnam.
He's a good man. He would have made a good president.
I was at a rally last week, sponsored by Indivisible, in front of the new VA clinic in Marietta, Georgia, and the directions to get there were 2 miles north of the Big Chicken.
Uh-huh.
How long since you've heard that reference?
Oh, yeah. In Marietta, everything is something, you know, three-quarters of a mile southwest of the Big Chicken. Yeah, absolutely. It's an old KFC that's got this giant three-story tall chicken on it.
Right. When my daughter was in Sunday school, they had a little bracelet that said WWJD, what would Jesus do? The new ones need to be WWPW, what would Putin want?
Yeah.
And you can ask that question about anything, robo-signing, undocumented being extradited. Any of these issues, yeah. If you just ask WWPW, and that's the answer. And thank you for all you do again.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Mike. I absolutely agree with you that Donald Trump has been doing what Putin wants. He did it through the first 4 years of the administration. He's doing it again. Mike, thank you for the call. Again, the question is why? Why is he doing this? And up until very recently, I have been assuming that Putin had something on him. Now I think that he just loves Putin. He loves the way Putin governs. He wants to turn America into Russia. Putin's his role model. That makes so much more sense.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And it's, you know, such an easy, straightforward answer. We'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It's hard to be surprised anymore, but it seems like every day there's something new to worry about. I mean, you know, with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Regain control with a life insurance policy found just for you by the licensed insurance agents at SelectQuote that could protect your financial legacy. Whether you need $500,000 or $50 million in coverage, SelectQuote can find you the perfect policy. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Ever worried about getting caught with a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. Head to selectquote.com/Tom today, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/THOM. That's selectquote.com/Tom today to get started.
Said it drained the swamp, but it fed the crowd. Lies like a flood, truth on the run. Turn the White House into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away. Burn it down and claim no blame. While the people pay for his twisted game. It's shot.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank
you. Tom, okay. I think we all get, you know, the hideous situation we're in, and now we can all move into the solution. I like being the solution. So I'm going to protest at a Tesla dealership tomorrow at 4:45 p.m., My girlfriend and I are creating an invitation for our own kitchen table town hall. And we're just going to get people from our neighborhood, and we don't care who you voted for. We're all in the same boat, and we have a good little format. We're going to keep it simple and have a call to action and commitment. And then I have a question for you, Tom, about Schumer. Is there a process to remove him? If so, what is it? And I'd like to sign up.
The Senate Democrats, both parties do this. The Senate Democrats get together at the beginning of the year with the new Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to voting for the new rules for the Senate, which has to be done at the beginning of every Congress, every 2 years, they also vote for their leader. And so the Democrats voted for Chuck Schumer in January of this year. There is, to the best of my knowledge, not any, you know, formal process for removing him. But if he's sufficiently shamed, he might resign as Senate leader. I mean, he would stay as the senator from New York. He will be there until 2028. And I'm guessing he probably won't run for re-election then. I doubt Schumer will step down, but you just never know. And, you know, there's just some great talent. Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar. I mean, there's some great people who could replace Chuck Schumer and who would take names and kick ass rather than just roll over. In my opinion.
So what action can we as citizens take to make that happen?
You reach out to, and this is what Indivisible is calling for, by the way, today. You reach out to your Democratic members of the United States Senate, and if you're not represented by Democrats in the Senate, you can reach out to the Democrat of your choice. But reach out to Democratic members of the United States Senate and tell them that you want active, aggressive, opposition-based leadership among the Democrats in the Senate. And Chuck Schumer is not providing that. He's a failure as a communicator. He might be a great guy getting judges confirmed. God bless him. But in terms of being a communicator, he is a complete failure. Just like Joe Biden was. And God bless Joe Biden. I loved him. I think he's one of the most consequential presidents of my lifetime. But we have to be honest with each other. The guy didn't know how to communicate with people. And that's why Kamala Harris isn't president. Well, that's why Joe Biden isn't president, you know, right now. And you know, communication is everything in this era. This is the coin of the realm right now, is the ability to communicate. So just reach out to your Democratic senators and say, enough. I've had enough. You know, we want somebody else.
I wrote it down. Thank you, Tom. I just wrote down that I want an active, aggressive, opposition-based leader.
Yeah. That's just off the top of my head. But you know, those would be my criteria. Adele, I got to move along. But thank you for the call, Eileen in Marion, South Carolina. Hey, Eileen, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Good afternoon, Tom. Okay, what I want to say about Schumer is this: he said that's what the Republicans wanted, was to shut down the government because that would get rid of the judges. So if he gets rid of the judges, he doesn't have a thing to worry about, which he doesn't seem to worry anyway. But anyway, whether you agree or not, I want to say this about the Democrats. And I'm a Democrat. And my dad was a what they call a yellow dog Democrat. If the Democrats ran a yellow dog, he'd vote for him. Kind of almost that way.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Democrats need to learn how to focus. Now they're all focused on Schumer. We've got serious problems in this country. You know, let's focus on Trump. Let's focus on the fact that that there were several, I don't know how many, people whose heads were shaved this morning or whenever. I saw it this morning on the news, whenever that happened. Their heads were shaved. They were taken off because they're immigrants. Good dictators always have an enemy. For Hitler, it was the Jews. For us, it's the immigrants. We've got children afraid to go to school who are immigrants. This is ridiculous. And to pick one, Democrats, pick something worth getting your energy up about. How about loss of health care? How about possible loss of Social Security? How about loss of civil rights? How about having a dictator? Let's focus, folks. Right.
People are already losing their Social Security benefits. I shared two stories this morning. No doubt there are many others. You know, now as Elon and his merry band of teenagers rampage through the Social Security offices, people are discovering that their checks are not coming. It's crazy. Eileen, thank you. Thank you. Spot on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Minnie Timuraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. and find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is scheduled to talk to Russian President Putin today about possible ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia.
President Trump will speak by phone with Russia's President Putin as he works to secure the other half of a 30-day ceasefire that Ukraine agreed to a week ago. On Trump's agenda, Ukrainian power plants, control of territory, the death toll of soldiers. Trump said many elements of a final agreement have been agreed to, but much remains. Jennifer Jacobs, CBS News, the White House.
Israel is hitting Gaza with new airstrikes after truce talks stall. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo is following developments in Tel Aviv.
In the early hours after midnight, Israel resumed bombing the Gaza Strip in a clear break from the ceasefire that had been, for the most part, holding since it came into effect on January 19th, nearly 2 months ago. The office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement saying, from now on, Israel